Hi, this is Brian from Hellshock. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Party on, Vancouver.
I am Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Oh, what an ordinary day. Take out the garbage, masturbate. I'm still holding for the last.
And welcome to another edition of Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. And this is your host, Fleur Cooper, with you for the next hour and a half, bringing you some wonderful tunes I hope that you enjoy. Like I said, this is Are You Aware on CITR. If you're a new listener to Are You Aware, I'll give you a little bit of a breakdown of the method of my madness. I choose music that inspires me to be involved in positive social justice and change. And I really profile music or musicians that have a positive message to give, or I just like the music and I try and highlight some philanthropic work that the artist has done, all in an effort for you, the listener, to be inspired to go out and do something good for the world, the planet, humankind, or your local community. Anything to get you inspired to go out and do something good, paying it forward. So you could either be inspired by what your favorite artist is doing, or you know what, something that I've spoken to on the show, or just something that sings to your heart. And I have got some information, a really easy way this week. This weekend is Earth Hour. I'm going to talk more about it throughout the next hour and a half. I think it's a fantastic idea. It's a great example of such a simple action making a huge difference. It actually started out in 2007 and it's grown in momentum. It started out in Sydney in 2007 where they turned off the lights to the Sydney Harbour Bridge and the Opera House. And I was there when it happened back in 2007. I was visiting some friends in Sydney and it was very cool. Everyone had their own candles and sort of just watched the fact that there was darkness around. It was really cool. So this is happening this Sunday. This Saturday from 8:30 till 9:30. I'll repeat numerous times throughout the show. So you write it down. That's when you turn off all your lights, all your TV, and you know what? Find someone that you like to talk to because you've got an hour to conversate. Make sure you have a glass of wine or a beer or something ready to chat and chat by candlelight. And you know what? I think with a little bit of booze and some candlelight, numerous wonderful conversations can happen. Not that I'm saying that everyone should have booze, but I'm just saying it does liberate. What's the word? I'm not trying to say liberate the tongue, loosen the tongue sometimes. But you know what? Whatever makes you happy, a tea, anything, just spend that hour reflecting on your carbon footprint and maybe trying to find out ways or think of ways of how you can reduce your carbon footprint. Maybe turn off the light when you leave the room. That's an example. My mother used to always say to me, turn off the light. You're not in a lighthouse. So again, turn off all your lights, off all your electricity, I'd say except for maybe your fridge so your food doesn't go off. And, you know, give 60 minutes to the earth. It's an amazing place. It's our only home for the moment, so we need to look after it. Now, before I forget, you heard Saint Vincent at the start of this show with their song Birth in Reverse. This is from their album as well. I'm using they as the Royal Collective they. It's actually Anne Erin Clark, who was born in 1982, and she's obviously better known as Saint Vincent. She's an American singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist. She began her music career as a member of the Polyphonic Spree. They were such a wicked band. I don't know what happened to them. They've sort of fallen off the radar. I need to find out more about them for next time, maybe. And she was also part of Sufjan Stevens, who talks a lot about looking after the environment and social justice issues. So we love him here on Are You Aware? She was involved in his touring band before she formed her own band in 2006. She debuted with her album Marry Me in 2007, and then her fourth album, which is what you heard, was released in February of this year. So only a couple of months old. I can't believe it's nearly April next week. Crazy. Although I am enjoying the warmer weather, I have to say. Now, this album actually features collaborations from Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings drummer, which is kind of cool, as well as Midlake drummer as well. So the other thing about St. Vincent, I think she was pretty much, she didn't really have a choice in becoming a musician. She started playing the guitar at the age of 12, and as a teenager worked as the tour manager for her uncle's band, Tuck and Patty. So it was in her genes. She didn't really have anything, any other way to go except into music, and aren't we glad about that? On September 2012, Clark actually participated in 30 songs for 30 days, which was a campaign to support half the sky, turning oppression into opportunity for women worldwide. So this group is a multi-platform media project inspired by Nicholas Kristof and Cheryl Wudunn's best-selling book. Now, Half the Sky brings together video, websites, games, blogs, and other educational tools to raise awareness of women's issues, and partners with a huge swackload of organizations worldwide to fight these problems and empower women. So if you want to learn more about that, and definitely I recommend it, it seems like a really good organization, you can go to www.halftheskymovement.org to find out more. Well, I want to keep the music going, and I'm sure you do. The next band I have for you, which I haven't even put in the CD. So you know what? I got so excited about Earth Hour, I just really blanked out. It must be this warmer weather and the smell of those cherry blossoms that's just... Now my CD player's not working. What's going on? I'll get there in the end. You got to give me a little time to warm up. Now, just so you know, because you might be tuning in going, hang on, I thought Peanut Butter Jams was on at this time on a Thursday. Peanut Butter and Jams and I actually share the airwaves. Alternate Thursdays, you have the other show playing. So I won't be on until April 10th-ish, and Peanut Butter Jams will be back in the studio in the next... week. But in the meantime, you've got me for until 7:30, and we're going to listen to Victory Dance. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Watch the victory dance after the the Vancouver International Dance Festival returns for their 14th iteration this March 7th to the 29th. Witness two forms of dance designed to subvert culture collide when Buto artist Michael Sakamoto and street dancer Rennie Harris face off. See international flamenco superstar Israel Galvan's fast and fancy footwork fly off the stage. Watch what happens when jazz piano improvisation meets ballet with Yui Kawaguchi and Aki Takase, with free shows by Vancouver fan favorite 605 Collective and Modus Operandi. You are sure to find something you love. For show information and tickets, go to vidf.ca.
We'll be right back. Don't switch the dial. I said, do not switch the dial.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Just one feeling.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on the one and only wonderful CITR on 101.9 in one of the best cities in the world, if not the best cities in the world, Vancouver. You just heard a British band called Bombay Bicycle Club. They are an English indie rock band from Crouch End, London. I thought that said crotch for a second, and I was like going to say, that's very unfortunate. The band were given the opening slot. They actually won it on the 2006 V Festival. And after that, they sort of obviously would receive some interest and got some following, and they've been going ever since. They actually started in 2005, but they got their big break on the V Festival in 2006. So the band has released four albums, including the one that you just heard, So Long, See You Tomorrow, which actually topped the charts in England in February. Now, the song that you heard was Feel, which I thought was very nice and fun and getting you ready for spring. Hopefully it's around the corner. Thank God we don't live in Halifax on the East Coast. Poor East Coast of Canada, they're never, ever getting out of the winter. But we could just smile and enjoy the rain. They actually picked the name Bombay Bicycle Club after a now defunct chain of Indian restaurants in Britain, which I thought was pretty funny. And the fourth album was released in February 2014. Another February release. It must have been a good month. In 2012, Bombay Bicycle Club actually headlined a charity gig for torture victims. The band played the Freedom from Torture Presents, a series of gigs and events that took place between Manchester and London to coincide in the International Human Rights Day that happened in December 10. So if you want to learn more about it, go to Freedom from Torture Presents and you can find out all about it. In the middle there, we heard Canada's own Crystal Castles with their most recent album, Three. Short and simple. It was released in November 2012, and I assume they're due out for something new soon, hopefully. They've been around since 2004, and this album was recorded in Warsaw and mixed in London, so it has an international feel. And the album cover features a picture by a Spanish photographer, which depicts a woman named Fatima Al-Quaz holding her son Zayed, who was exposed to tear gas during the street demonstrations in Yemen in October 2011. So that was very cool that they actually highlighted the oppression and violence that was occurring during that time, just to get, you know, any way to get people's interest and inspired to go out and do something that's good for the world and for people that are getting oppressed is, in my book, 10 out of 10. During recording their third album, they adapted a strictly no computer rule. So they ditched their old synthesizers and keyboards. They wanted to have the new album sound like a completely different and new experience. And they actually said that this first take is the rawest expression of an idea. And they used one take per song because that's what they believed in, which is kind of cool. Now, I can't remember. I don't think I told you what that first song was in that little triplex. It was My Morning Jacket with Victory Dance from, I can never say this word. It is Kirsutil. I can't say it. I'm sorry. I apologize, Morning Jacket. I'm terrible at pronouncing words sometimes. They formed way back in 1998 in Louisville, Kentucky. And this is their sixth album, and it was released in 2011. And it was actually nominated for Best Alternative Music Album at the then Grammy Awards of 2011. And it sold 55,000 copies in its first week of release, which is crazy. So in their, this is pretty cool, for nearly every show of their 2010 tour, they actually donated $1 of every ticket sold to a local nonprofit. The majority of the nonprofits were arts and education focused, which is pretty cool. And they work in partnership with Air Traffic Control, which is an organization that connects musicians with nonprofit and actions relevant to their causes, which is very cool. They've also been involved with Schools on Wheels, which is a tutoring homeless children, and the mission of that School on Wheels is to enhance educational opportunities for homeless children from kindergarten through 12th 12th grade, which is pretty cool. So I guess the School on Wheels goes around and helps these kids, which is amazing. Now, I am switching gear. I'm turning it into a bit of a folk fest for the next couple of songs. I recently saw Inside Llewyn Davis, and prior to actually seeing the movie, I was listening to the soundtrack online and fell in love with some of the music. Such beautiful, raw music. I know that most of them are folk or jazz standards. The songs that I'm about to do, I'm actually going to do a back-to-back of Inside Llewyn Davis. I have for you Hang Me, Oh Hang Me, which was a traditional arranged by Oscar Isaac, who plays Llewyn Davis in the movie, who's actually a Guatemalan actor with a beautiful voice, and T-Bone Burnett actually arranged it, and obviously Oscar Isaac sang it. Now, the second song you're going to listen to is 500 Miles, which is... I know we don't have commercial music on air very much, and I probably can assume that this is probably one of only a couple of times that this man has been on this station, but I chose it because he's so out of left field for him, and it's a beautiful song. I loved it, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to play it on my show this week. That's right. I am going to be playing Justin Timberlake as well with Carey Mulligan and their rendition of 500 Miles from the same soundtrack. Now, Inside Llewyn Davis is a film by one of my favorite, directing families. That would be Joel and Ethan Coen. And it was a very slight comedy drama. They really do an amazing job with all the different stories that they have woven over the years, and this is no exception. The film obviously stars Carey Mulligan, Oscar Isaac, Justin Timberlake, and the wonderful John Goodman, and was produced by Scott Rudin and Ethan and Joel Coen, obviously. And although Llewyn Davis is actually a fictional character, there is a lot of, factual stuff within it, including the Llewyn playing at the Gaslight Anthem Cafe as well. The Gaslight Cafe. And the story was partly inspired by the autobiography of folk singer Dave Van Ronk. And most of the folk songs were performed in the film were sung in full and recorded live, which is kind of cool. The film won the Grand Prix at the 2013 Cannes Film Festival when it screened on May 19th, 2013, and it was nominated for 2 Academy Awards, including Best Cinematography and Best Sound Music. So without further ado, I'm going to let the cast of Inside Llewyn Davis just take you on a little folk ride of loveliness. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Hang me, oh hang me, I'll be dead and gone. Hang me, oh hang me, I'll be dead and gone. Wouldn't mind the hanging, but the laying in the grave's so long. Poor boy, I've been all around this world. I've been all around Cape Girardeau, parts of Arkansas, all around Cape Girardeau, parts of Arkansas. I got so goddamn hungry I could hide behind a straw. Poor boy, been all around this world. Went up on the mountain, there I made my stand. Went up on the mountain, there I made my stand. A rifle on my shoulder and a dagger in my hand. Poor boy, I've been all around this world. So hang me, oh hang me, I'll be dead and gone. Hang me, oh hang me, and I'll be dead and gone. I wouldn't mind the hanging, but the laying in the grave so long. Poor boy, been all around. this world. Put the rope around my neck, they hung me up so high. Put the rope around my neck and hung me up so high. The last words I heard her say, won't be long now before you die, poor boy. All around this world. So hang me, I'll be dead and gone. Hang me, oh hang me, I'll be dead and gone. I wouldn't mind the hanging, but the laying in the grave so long. All around this world.
What's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And you just heard Canada's own, that's my best Canadian accent, Louise Burns with her song and album. Emerald Shatter was the song and the Midnight Mass was the album, and it was released in July of last year. She's actually playing Squamish Festival this year on August 8th, which is pretty cool, and what a great song. If you like the song, you should buy either some music of hers or check her out online or do something and support her. Go to Squamish, one of the three. She actually was in the band Lilix, but then she released her debut album Melodrama on April 5th, 2011, and in the same year was nominated for the 2011 Polaris Music Prize. So she's been doing a lot with only a couple of years, which is very cool. Now, before I get into some more music, I promised I'd tell you more about Earth Hour. So I have some more information to tell you. I'm going to sort of do it in three parts if I can before I leave today. I wanted to tell you a little bit about the history. Then I wanted to give you some information what's on the website right now, and then you can go and check out. And then lastly, I'm going to tell you what's happening in Vancouver for Earth Hour so you can plan accordingly. Now, it actually started, Earth Hour started, the first Earth Hour was 2007, like I mentioned, where the Sydney Harbour Bridge turned off their lights and the Sydney Opera House. However, this started as most great ideas start, and it takes a while to gather momentum. Basically, in 2004, scientists were confronted with some pretty horrendous, confronted with some pretty scientific findings. WWF Australia met with an advertising agency to discuss ideas of engaging Australians on the issues of climate change. The ideal of a large-scale switch-off was coined and developed in 2006, and then originally under the working title of The Big Flick, which I can see it having some pretty bad ramifications because, you know, flicking the bird and all that. Basically, in 2007, Earth Hour was held, and they actually changed it over, and luckily the mayor in Sydney at the time agreed to back the event, which was huge. So on the 31st of March in Sydney, Australia, at 7:30 p.m. local time, the lights went out, which is very cool. And then in the same year, but a couple of months later, in October 2007, San Francisco ran its own Lights Out program, inspired obviously by the Sydney Earth Hour. Now, if we flash forward to 2013, as you find, obviously it gains momentums, you know, the Sky Tower in Auckland did something, you know, around the world, the Danish royal palaces went dark at the Queen's command. Nelly Furtado, this is in, where am I looking at? This is in 2008. She held a concert in celebration in downtown Vancouver, a free concert for Earth Hour. But now, if you look at 2013 and you look at the participants, it's just insane when you think that this started, and I'm very proud to say, in Australia. It has now moved to, there are like Bulgaria, Samoa, Fiji, New Zealand, Australia, Argentina, Iran, New Caledonia, Papua New Guinea, Japan, South Korea, Philippines, Indonesia, Norway, Malaysia, Taiwan, China, India, Bahrain, Greece, the United Arab Emirates, France, England, Canada, Italy, Denmark, United States, and Iceland have all participated. That's in 2013. So when you think about it, something that started quite small has turned into this phenomenal global sort of hug of the earth. Basically, turning off your lights will actually help you to sort of think about what you're doing around you know, your local everyday life and how you can help the earth to breathe a little better and not put so much strain on it. So, without further ado, I want to tell you a little bit about what's happening in Vancouver. I'm going to tell you a couple of things before we go to our next little bit of music. But Earth Hour, obviously, like I said, is the largest environmental event in the world. And the city, given that Vancouver knows how to obviously celebrate, is the greenest city, wants to be the greenest city by 2010, and was the host of the 2014 awards for the We Love Cities. There's Earth Hour City Challenge, which is kind of cool. So you might, you actually might notice some local landmarks looking a bit darker than usual this Saturday. So people, landmarks that are not going to have anything on them. Canada Place will dim the lights on its iconic sails. BC Place has pledged to shut down its award-winning multicolored LED lighting. Pacific Centre plans to power down all escalators and non-essential lighting. HR Macmillan Space Centre is the place to be during an hour of complete darkness, with visitors able to peer through the telescopes into the night sky and catch a special screening of Universe in a Night. And the Four Seasons Vancouver Hotel will shut off all non-essential lightings to host an event by candlelight at U Seafood and Bar. And this is what I'm liking. U Seafood and Bar, including the introduction of a Highway 99 100-mile cocktail featuring ingredients and spirits sourced within 100 miles or 160 kilometers. Now, also businesses that are taking a part include Museum of Vancouver, Vancouver Harbour Centre, Vancouver Aquarium, the Art Gallery, Science World, Grouse Mountain, Pan Pacific Hotel, Hyatt Regency Vancouver, the Burrard Hotel, Rogers Arena, and a bunch of other stuff that I'm going to tell you about in the next break, because I want you guys to listen to music. But as you can see, there are many great things that you can do around Vancouver to celebrate Earth Hour. So don't sit at home playing your video games and turning on every light in the house. Please turn everything off. You know what? Just disconnect for an hour and enjoy the real simple pleasure of watching, looking at your friend or your loved one's face by candlelight and having a conversation. All right, I am going to mix it up. That's what happens here at Are You Aware? I like to mix it up. I like to go from folk to funk to some reggae to some harder rock to some indie. It's all in the mix of my my tastes and who have done some pretty cool stuff out there. So the next band you're going to hear, I couldn't find much about this guy. He's pretty independent, and there's not much about him, but this is Olu from Cleveland, Ohio, and I just loved this song when I heard it. I thought, this song is freaking awesome, and I'm going to play it on my show this week. So get ready for Big Bang. I'll get it right in a minute. Big Bang Dank. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Hola, good morning, light up a joint, smoke a little bit, then get right to the point. Going out your head to the sound of my voice and cook up a little breakfast, whatever your choice may be. Bacon, eggs, and great weed, wake and bake and stay ski. Cause it's about to be a chill day, I can feel it. So finish off that joint or kill it. Cause you're feeling so alive right now. So alive, never later, never live later. Live for today and you find that you can't be touched by a hater. Cause you're living in the past. But today I got class, so I don't got a time for that, I gotta go. But I'll be back like a spinal tap. You know I'm Olu, just a little homie that they go to when they need a little bit of flow to get through the day. I stay in front of these songs like Trey, press play, have a little fun, sit, blaze, smoke another blunt, turn this up until it just bumps and shake your ass. But I bet I'm dumb. Do what you love, chase what you want. Instead of having it all, I'd rather have fun. I get high just to chill for a second and come down feeling ready.
So what you gonna do today?
Make money, y'all.
What you gonna do today?
Spend money, y'all.
What you gonna do today?
Raise kids, y'all.
What you gonna do today?
Write raps, y'all.
What you gonna do today?
I'ma grow, hit like never before. Smoke a little drove, get a little ass out the class from a girl that I've been checking out for the last 2 weeks. Acting like she never knew me. Light never plays out like the movies. I just wanna cut, get action. No lights, no camera, no acting involved. This is me in a flesh, unscripted. This is what you wanted, that chill shit. But can you really feel this? No Pinocchio, this is real shit. I just killed this and brought it back to life and killed it again with a butter knife. I'm eating toast on a boat in the ocean, all over a track like lotion.
What you gonna do today?
Blow trees, y'all.
What you gonna do today?
No sleep, y'all.
What you gonna do today?
Cook dinner, y'all.
Now what you gonna drink with that?
Pellegrino, y'all.
What you gonna do today?
Fix my car, y'all.
What you gonna do today?
Go for it, y'all.
What you gonna do today?
Do shit, y'all.
What you gonna do today?
This is crazy. This is crazy right here. Yo, aloe vera, that's like the ingredient in lotion. So
what you gonna do today? What you gonna do today? What you gonna do today?
Whatever, my mind runs these friggin' circles, yo. Yo. Hello. Do it.
It's nonsense, it's not a contest. And besides, if it was a contest, you'd win it. I wanna take a bath with you in it. Bathroom sex, you with it. I did it, I might. I'll do it with you if you wanna try. I've seen you cracking a smile. Guess I have to stay for a while. Stop looking over your shoulder. Cause if it was up to me, I would make you feel right.
is Gavin Graymaker.
This is Pastor Bullock.
Howdy, folks. We're the Bitter Weed Draw.
This is Zach from Black Breath.
Hi, this is Artie from Broken Bones.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark.
I'm Water Crime Guide.
This is Dan Mangan.
Hey, this is David Pepke from Denmark.
This is Dylan Ozick from Slingshot.
Hi, this is Dick Valentine from Electric Six.
Hi, everybody. This is Fred Penner on the Radio Waves.
This is Fred Schneider.
This is Colin from GBH.
Hi, this is the Gearing Up Inventors.
Hi, this is Bette Ditto from The Gossip.
Hi, this is Brian from Hellshock.
This is Scruffmouth the Scribe.
I'm Shani from NFC.
This is Sab Gray from Iron Cross.
Hey, we're J plus J plus J.
This is Jack Mercer from Jack Mercer and the Whiskey Bandits.
It's James Wood. Half of Mega Bear.
This is Jeron Paxton, American musicianer.
This is Swami Bill and the Shameless Weed Hounds from New Orleans, Louisiana, east of the Mississippi.
Hi, this is John Boutte from New Orleans, Louisiana.
This is Jesse Laborde.
I'm Peter Mansbridge.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, also on the web, CITR.ca. In UBC, University of British Columbia, in Vancouver, Canada. Have our people contact your people, won't you?
Ivory Tower. The Electrocano Universe. You can dance, you can dance, you can dance.
Gotta love those keys. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that was Chili Gonzalez with his fantastic song You Can Dance from his album Ivory Tower of a couple of years ago. Go check out the YouTube video, the official music video for that song, because it is quite cute and quite funny. It makes me giggle every time I see it. He's actually been nominated for Grammys, this Canadian musician, and he's currently residing in Paris, France. Best known for his Grammy-nominated production work and songwriting collaborations with Feist on her two albums of hers, Let It Die and The Reminder. He's also worked with Bjork, Peaches, Buck 65, and Jamie Liddell, just to name a couple. And 2010 album Ivory Cover was actually produced by Boys Noize, which is kind of cool, and was released, I'll get there in a minute, alongside the film of the same name in the same week. So crazy there. And then we heard Montreal's Funk Brothers, Chromeo, with their new album. It's so freaking new, it's not even been released yet. That's why you listen to CITR, because we get stuff before it's released. That's right. Or we know about stuff. I shouldn't say we get it. We know about stuff way before it's released, because we are so cutting edge. We're 5 minutes from now. That's how cutting edge we are. Chromeo have been around since 2004, and they're comprised of two artists, P-Thug and Day One, and they are actually childhood friends that describe themselves as the only successful Arab-Jewish partnership since the dawn of human culture, which I think was pretty cool. P-Thug was born in Lebanon and moved to Canada at the age of 8, and they met around the time they were 15, and thank goodness for the dance floors around Canada they did, because again, what a wicked song that Over Your Shoulder from their new album that'll be released on May 12th, 2014, called White Woman. Their second album, which everybody knows about, was Fancy Footwork, and that was released in 2007. And September 2011, Chromeo actually held a contest for the best t-shirt design. You can tell it's getting towards the end of my show. I'm stumbling over my words. That inspired by Chromeo's Night Falls tour. The winner had their t-shirt design produced and sold during that tour, and also received 50 cent net profits. And Chromeo donated the rest of it to a charity of the winner's choice, which was pretty damn cool. Well, I promise I'd tell you a little bit more about Earth Hour. You can't give me any excuses. I've told you and told you again. What time is it? It's at 8:30 to 9:30 this Saturday. Turn all your damn lights off and just enjoy the darkness. Or go outside and hopefully it's not raining and you can see the stars. But if you feel like going out for dinner somewhere, there's a lot of restaurants that can help you with being still eating, but also still eating good food, but also doing something for the environment. Now, I've posted all this information on my Facebook page, which will automatically go to my Twitter. That's the magic of my friend connecting all that for me. So check out Are You Aware Radio. We are on Twitter, we are on Facebook, and I have a Gmail, areyouawareradio@gmail.com. If you ever want to get a touch of me through Twitter, Are You Aware Radio, and Facebook, Are You Aware Radio. And all that information is on my show, Little Synopsis, on the CITR website, which I can't tell you. I know you guys already know it, but I'm going to tell you again. It's www.citr.ca. But if you want to eat, there's so many places you can eat. Lift Bar Grill View will dish up special Earth Day feature, which includes Fraser Valley Ostrich. I don't know if I've had ostrich. I've had emu, very gamey, delicious, but never ostrich. So interesting. And Alaska octopus, carpaccio, with garlic chips, microgreens, shaved radishes, and dry cured chorizo sausage. It sounds delicious. Yowtown Keg, Thurlow Keg, and the Dunsmuir Keg will serve dinner by candlelight. Gray's Restaurant will serve dinner by candlelight during the Earth Hour while eliminating non-critical power consumption. So the beer may be warm, but the vibes and the good times are going to be smoking. Sheraton Vancouver Wall Centre Hotel will host a cocktail reception under the stars in the foyer and pavilion ballroom with local beers, wines, and acoustic performances. Solar-powered lighting will illuminate the walkway from tower to tower, which is pretty cool. Sylvia Restaurant and Lounge will turn off the lights and spark up the candles to enhance a view of English Bay. Rocky Mountain Flatbread, which will feature a three-course candlelit dinner for just $18, so that's a bargain, three courses. And the restaurant's got new green initiatives like growing greens and mushrooms on site, which is pretty damn cool. West Restaurant's going to be involved, Mosaic Bar and Grill, Sin Sin Restaurant, Blue Water Cafe, the Observatory and Altitudes Bistro at Grouse Mountain will be involved. Max's Restaurant, I'm scrolling down trying to find the awesome information. The Oakwood Canadian Bistro down on 4th have something going on. Just go to their websites, check them out. I've put this all online and you can also find it in Inside Vancouver as well. I cheated, that's where I got it from. But you know what? Give credit where credit's due. Thank you, Inside Vancouver, for helping me find all this information. Now I'm going to shift it over to some sweet, sweet hip-hop before I say adieu for another 2 weeks. I've decided to play you some Dirty Circus. Now Dirty Circus, you might know them, they're a hip-hop duo, but they're also involved in Sweatshop Union, the darlings of the Canadian hip-hop scene for many a year now. And the album, this album that you're going to be listening to, which is called Alive and Well, has been many years in the making, and it's actually their debut album. And it's very interesting because when it was released in June 2010, the side projects of two other side projects of Sweatshop member unions, because there's like friggin' eight of them or something, they were all released on the same day. So I thought that was quite interesting. So it was a little interesting sort of, yes, we're doing this independently, but we are still part of Sweatshop Union. So I thought that was a very cool little idea. So without further ado, this is Into the Sun by Dirty Circus. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
If the world fell into the sun,
no choice but trusting the one. If I'm free, it don't bother me none.
If the sky fell from high above,
we deep, ready to rush. No fear, cause we represent love.
God. Between a rock and a hard place, a loss of faith and embracing God's grace. As long as I've waited, I call it all a waste, cause I ain't made it famous enough to recall my face. Though nothing ever certain at all, so when the spotlight burns out and the curtains fall, I'ma be away from home, trying to earn a dollar. My son all alone, trying to learn to crawl. And it really ain't fair that I ain't there. Share a life outside of LA, but can't stay here. I'll take the old age and gray hair, better than paying them to have them raised in daycare. Does that make me less of a man? Do my best all future endeavors on the fam. Despite all of my best efforts, I am who I am, and I'm blessed to leave records as a testament. Yeah. There's no such thing as hope with no pain. Nope. No such thing as pain with no change. So hard to try to maintain, to try to stay sane. I'm tired of playing games, lanes, struggling to douse my flames. Saying that I'm main from the Philippines, can't gain weight, make Jace get a swole up face if he ain't getting swole off of HGH. But believe you me, being third world born is a PED. Pops had it and passed down to me, and that's how I sound so clean. But dirty wanna beat this sturdy, go hard. Make a young dreamer wanna study those bars. Everybody tell me how they like it so far. Scholar in a sweatshop, west to the north. If the world fell into the sun,
no sense of busting a gun. I'm free, it don't bother me none.
If the sky fell from high,
ready to rush, no fear, cause we represent love.
If the world fell into the sun,
no choice but trust in the one. If I'm free, it don't bother me none.
If the sky fell from high above,
breathe deep,
ready to rush. No fear, cause we represent love.
Yeah.
Love.
Some folks have it rough, some don't have a buck to their name. Low cash, straight broke, out of luck, but they smiling. Some got a whole stack of stuff and it's piling and still feel they don't have enough. It's childish. Chicks so tragic, styling. Gave it all up, trying to act so vibrant. Bad coke habit, mad coach baggage. Since an ex-man sent it back home, packing, wildin'. Child with a pistol firing. Got folks asking why the kid's so violent. Why they never asked why the kid's so silent. Now he loud, can't miss those sirens. Wham, man was a king in his time. Bling on his ride, a bride and a baby, but he lost him. Caught him with his fling on his side. It cost him just one thing on his mind. Some folks don't grow up. You don't know what you got till you ghost like Swayze. Yo, I don't know much. Just going on this Tupac vibe. Keep your head
they say good
up.
Guys finish last, but the last shall be first. Guess on that day I'ma cash in us first. Passion for words, phoenix from the ashes of dreams, leaving nothing for the maggots to eat. 7 grams of magic, tragic on beats. Here to glorify the one that makes it all happen. And I'm happy to be me, family of three, Trinity pimp, way beyond the plasma TV. Represent the cool rain after the heat. Here to bring peace back to the east. And actually peace is easy to achieve if you believe in universal law. More practice than preaching. Fact is the teaching is flawed. Talk to us backwards and all out of sequence. We're all actors in karma's Pulp Fiction dream. But we gon' set shit straight this evening.
If the world fell into the sun,
no sense in busting a gun. I'm free, it don't bother me none.
If the sky fell from high above,
breathe deep, ready to rush. No fear, cause we represent love.
If the world fell into the sun,
no choice but trust in the one. If I'm free, it don't bother me none.
If the sky fell from high above,
breathe deep, ready to rush. No fear, cause we represent love. Love,
love. These 5 fingers, they go straight to the soul of man. The right hand, the hand of love. The story of life is this. Static. One hand is always fighting the other hand. And the left hand is kicking much ass. I mean, it looks like the right hand love is finished. But hold on, stop the presses. The right hand's coming back. Yeah, he got the left hand on the ropes now. That's right. Yeah. Ooh, it's a devastating right hand. Hey, this hurt. Down. Ooh. Ooh, left hand. Hey, KO'd by love.
Appreciation Night is on Monday, March 31st. We would like to double especially invite student members to the Tangent Cafe located at 2095 Commercial Drive for an evening of prizes, free appetizers, and tasty beverages. The AGM starts at 6:30 and we will have our annual Volunteer Appreciation Award ceremony afterwards, where every department gives out awards to volunteers who did an awesome job throughout the year.
My hands hurt. Can I stop cutting out these CD cases now?
No, you can't.
So be sure to come down to the Tangent Cafe Monday night, March 31st.
Turning tricks in the cold, and every time the police kicks in the dough, an angel gas breaks, dips in the O. And even if a D-boy flips in my O, it ain't enough to buy shit anymore. Sleep in the doorway, piss on the flow. Look in the sky, wait for missiles to show. It's finna blow, cause they got the TV, we got the truth. They own the judges and we got the proof. We got hella people, they got helicopters. They got the bombs and we got the
guillotine. We got the guillotine, you better run. We got
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that was the one, the amazing, the coup with their song The Guillotine, which was actually remixed by Key City Cavaliers. So that was a little bit of a different take on the guillotine. Now, before I go, I have to be super quick because I know that Darren G is just itching to get on the mic and just play you some fantastic tunes in stereoscopic readout. He is waiting. He's in the director's chair behind me, just waiting and waiting, so I won't take too long. Again, Earth Hour, 8:30 to 9:30 this Saturday. Turn off your lights. And if you want to, they're doing an Instagram challenge, so check it out on earthhour.org. The last band I have is Canadian Ruben and the Dark. And it's he's from Calgary, and this song is called Rolling Stone from his album Funeral Sky. Thank you for joining me. I will be back in 2 weeks to play some more tunes for you. In the meantime, be good to one another and turn off those lights.
For the feeling of hot and cold, roll like a roll, like a roll, like a rolling stone. For the feeling of hot and cold, you took my body, you took my body home. You
took my body, took my body, you took my body home. It was quite a sight for my sore eyes. And break my heart back into pieces. Will a city black out in a sea of white?
Satisfied, oh, how my lungs became easy.